Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
How are you guys doing?
So great. What a great day to be promoting this show.
Phenomenal. Wait, hold on. I'm going to have her answer that again with the dog because that adds to the... Now watch how this reads differently. Say that same thing again.
Forgot what I said.
Having a great day.
Having the greatest day promoting the goat.
Looking with the dog adds to that. It's like, yeah, that's Jill Zarin, baby. That's Jill Zarin. It has been a great day. Everyone is feeling fantastic. This show is unlike anything any of us have done before. You have worlds colliding, things happening, and it has been an amazing experience to be here with the entire cast rolling out this show.
I missed everybody.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was it seeing each other today, you guys?
Like yesterday.
Literally like yesterday.
Although some of us have more facial hair. I think Tech has some.
Tech's got the goatee going. He's got the goat for the goatee. Yeah. But everyone's been super awesome. I mean, it's funny how quickly people feel like they're back in the house again about this happened, that happened. I mean, I'm telling you, when you go on these shows, you get reality PTSD where you're like, yo, I'm right back there all over again. I remember what happened, and watching people chop it up about that has been really fun.
Yeah. So when you hear the pitch for this show called The Goat, like what made you be like, okay, yeah, I kind of want to do this?
A competition show. Mm-hmm. I've never done a competition show. And I feel like it's camp. We got to all live in one house. And for me, I just want to meet people. I'm like you. Mm-hmm. Joey's a people person. We just want to meet new people. And also, we're smart. You never know where it's going to go.
Of course. And you know? I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to do it at first. And not because of the show itself. I had done two competition shows. I had done very well. They're very mentally draining experiences. But when Alon Gale calls you, and I love Alon, I don't just say that. If I don't like someone, I won't bring up their name. Alon has been a friend of mine for a long time, and he called me and said, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. And my previous show was airing at that time. And I said, dude, let's go. Sign me up. I didn't know anything besides it's called The Goat, competition, comedy. And it was a great experience.
I think you got the best opening for the trailer with Joey being a fan of Daniel Tosh.
Love
I mean,
Tosh.
That's going down in history. That is probably one of the most memorable lines of the entire series.
I mean, Tosh, I say all the time, we love Rob Dyrdek. We love ridiculousness. Tosh did it first. He really, really did. So to see him there, it was awesome. I felt like I was 14 years old hanging in my parents' basement again with all my friends. That was a really cool moment.
That's amazing. And I had no idea who he is.
Really?
I have no idea who he is. I call Gary. And I'm like, there's this guy, Daniel Tosh, who's... Daniel Tosh, 2.0.
Nice.
I'm like,
Tosh.
I don't know. He goes, that's my humor.
Yeah.
That's Gary's humor.
Gary
says that's his humor. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I fell in love with him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. So you guys come into the show, you know, obviously some people from Bravo, you know, some people from Netflix, or at least Lauren. Did you plan to make alliances, or were you like, let's see how this plays out first?
Did you?
I didn't even know what an alliance was. I mean, I had heard the word. I really had no idea. So whoever invited me, I'm very insecure and never the popular girl. So anybody who invites me, I'm going to say yes to. So I pretty much went into any alliance I was invited to. I did get smarter as things went on.
Bro, Jill Zarin, no one better sleep on Jill Zarin. This woman is nuts. She will out-talk every person. I've told everyone today in my interviews, I'm not joking, I can talk to anyone for a long period of time. Jill doesn't stop, and she is good. She knows what's happening. She would come, she'd be like, watch out for this person, watch out for that. She's competitive. She kills it. And as far as strategic, the thing I actually really want to give you respect with, you have the ability to maneuver really quickly. Like, you don't get stuck in your ways with something. You are able to go to where, for me, I'm like, I can't. If I feel a certain type of way and I know I should do something different, I don't sway. And I think that is something that definitely hurt me during this experience on the show, because walking in, it's competition, right? Alliances. Who's going to bring what to the table? I didn't have the idea of like, I need to get this person. It was like, dude, let's just have some fun. Let's see what happens. And I think people played a much different game than all of us thought on how it was going to go.
I think if I were to do it again, knowing what I know now, there are certain things for sure, though, I would do differently, or I would have been able to do differently had I known.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I mean, I think looking back at it, the only thing I didn't understand is when Tasia made the decision to let me go, I'm like, Tasia, you know, I'm the most loyal person in the world. Meaning you have a, you can send a message to the entire house right now that I'm, you well, saved loyalty, me.
First of all,
yeah,
she, it was her own demise because when she broke our alliance of the girls, CJ, and I didn't know this till now,
yeah.
CJ said, oh, we don't have an alliance. She just broke it. So that means there is none. And that's why in the next competition, she was able to lie with a clean, with a clean heart because she said they had already broken it. I don't feel guilty. I think it would have, if Tasha hadn't sent you home, she would have stayed in the game. And Jason would have been sent home.
Well, I think every,
it would have changed the entire outcome
of
the game.
It's always hindsight's 20/20, right? I just think of it as you have to, at a certain point on these shows, look at who's the person that could be your competition and size them up. I don't think it's a stretch. Everyone knows I'm just loyal. That's just the way I am. So she could have sent a message to the house. For the rest of the time, I would have taken a bullet for her if that's the way it would have went. But she thought in that moment, she was like, and she's told me, I thought you were a bigger threat. So I thought I had to let you go. And,
I think it was,
you know,
too early in the game to be,
shooting,
I guess,
your
the word
shot
Ubris.
Like that.
No, like Ubris, to think that you're actually going to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That loyalty in the beginning of the game is more important than thinking that I can beat you or not beat you. Because honestly, you didn't know if it was going to be a mind game or a physical game. So who says you can win?
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very true.
So actually, she won the first one standing on a thing.
Yep. And,
so
and she had
why
that,
did she think you could beat her? So I think that loyalty, your loyalty to her should have been more important than her actually believing that Jason could beat her.
For sure. And
that was her demise.
I just remember thinking in the moment when it was happening, it was just like, okay, I think they're playing a very, just again, a very different game than the way I would go about it. Because again, if I was there, I would go to everyone and be like, let's call it out right here. Who does everyone think is strong or weak?
Joey, he had such great energy from the minute we got. Nobody, honestly, of all the people who left that I saw, nobody wanted Joey to go home.
Yeah.
And she didn't want him to go home. That was the crazy thing. See, Jason at that point, he hadn't made friends with anybody yet, really. So nobody had an alliance with him. Everyone loved your energy.
When Jill starts talking, I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm here just like recapping. Like I'm there mentally in my head and you just tell it beautifully. I'm like, I see it all. I feel like I'm there. For real. It's one of those things that's great because you were a threat to a lot of people. You think
they
you
didn't
were not,
see it though.
But you were,
didn't see it.
I know. And that's what made it interesting.
They underestimated me.
Since they day did. One.
From day
well,
one.
Well, that's what happens. Wait, when
I didn't
you have...
know I could do anything either, by the way. So they weren't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that's what happens when you have, like, quote-unquote gamers from gaming shows and then just, like, you know, other reality TV people, maybe that's you underestimate right. them, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's weird how we lived it. We were there, but so much has been made clearer today. It's been, you know, a year removed and you've had some time and distance with it, but you look at the Bravo people, right? And it's like Bravo people are going about it differently than the Challenge people are because, like, the Challenge people are very, we're not here to be liked. We're not here for this. They're operating.
Well, they're
gone
too.
Yeah.
I had no idea what she was thinking behind. I thought everything I saw, she was nice. She was, and she still was to me.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
Had an alliance, but the way she was with other people, it was eye-opening.
It's funny to me now looking back. I was there. I lived it and I didn't realize it till today. I'm like, oh yeah, everyone was really true to where they sort of came from. And that led to how the game started being played. But look, you gotta take your hat off to the people who played their game. I mean, if you have a strategy, you stuck to it and it worked, God bless. So name it again.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, Jill, you've been on TV for so long and Joey, you've been done a couple of these shows. Like, is it normal that there's just hurt feelings and some people just won't connect?
Yes.
You just, yeah.
Yes. That's all real. All those feelings are real. Everything you see on the show, as far as relationships is real. Unfortunately, you only get to see a small amount because it's, you know, 44 minutes out of 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 48 hours, you get 44 minutes. So there's just so much you don't see, but I think they did an excellent job of getting the important things on the screen.
Yeah.
Because imagine you have 14 people in the beginning, it windles down, but in 14 people, how do you get them all those conversations on the screen? You can't.
And so much happens. So much happens.
They really need to do another 10 episodes of what you didn't
see. Yeah, for sure.
You guys were living there. What was that like, living with all these people?
Dude, I was there for a day. So I just tell everyone, we had a big bathtub that was fantastic. And I'm a bath guy. That's all I cared about was soaking in that tub. So thankfully, by the time I left, I got my bath in and everything was Gucci.
Well, I also heard the swimming pool was like heated to 95. I refuse to go in a pool. I'm not a big swimmer. But yeah, they heated up like a bathtub. And the house was absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It had a couple of problems, though, with bugs on the outside. There was some manifestation, if that's the right word, of bees, like nests. But they weren't the killer ones. They don't bite you. I forgot what they're called. They're called carpenter bees.
Yeah.
They had an infestation from lack of maintenance. But other than that, the house on the inside was perfection.
You saw the show. That was one person's house. Yeah, I was living in a studio apartment in Los Angeles, a struggling actor. You walk into that home, you're like, this is one person's home. Like, yeah, the guest house they built for the mom in the back, and it was bigger than my parents' house.
It was a ball player's house that he had built for him and his mom, and his mom passed.
Yes.
So he never occupied it. So it was left kind of abandoned-ish. And I'm not sure if
it's been used in a bunch of different shows I heard or something like
that.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Seven beds, single beds in the master bedroom. And we could have had 10, and the bathroom was gigantic. Wow. And there were three closets for clothes. So I shared with two people. There were five in another closet. It was incredible.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Nuts.
Look at her. I kick it over this dog. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Should I put it down?
No, she's adorable. Okay. I know you guys have to run to another interview. I've got one question. Any other reality shows you're interested in doing? I'd love to know.
Well, I'm a big fan of game shows. So I would love to do Deal or No Deal. I would love to do, Family Feud. I love game shows. I do. That's my genre that I like.
Well, for me, I have nothing on my plate right now besides my movie releasing July 19th on Amazon, Young Lion of the West. I wrote it, starred in it, produced it. I've talked about it for years.
I know today that Joey's an actor, director, movie producer, so I cannot wait to watch
it. It's been so many years in the making. I have footage proving I've been working on this since I was 16 years old.
Can you believe that?
It's been... It's one of those things where, let's be honest, I can say this to you, to anyone, and they go, how bad's it going to be? How bad? He's a reality guy. And then people watch it.
You are. You're not a reality guy.
Yeah.
You're an actor.
And then they go, wait, you really are an actor. So to get to the final stretch where we're 3 months out and to have the world see this, I'm super stoked.
And going into Mother's Day, which is coming in a few weeks, I've got my crystal manifestation line, which came in very handy on the show because everybody had a crystal manifestation message with a crystal, you know, and we're lighting them every day and putting the crystals on their body. Oh. But Mother's Day is coming, and manifestation, that's, you know,
power of manifestation, baby.
Power of manifestation. So if you want to give a gift to someone, that's the gift to give.
That's right.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.